Welcome to Things That Matter minisodes. These short stories are clipped from my live show and tales, where everything has a story and everyone is welcome. Listen as my guest shares a memory of a photo or object they keep. It's amazing what we can learn about ourselves and one another through the things that matter. This show was born after a decade of hosting story sharing gatherings in a moment's encounter with a waiter and a watch. I invite you to think about the things you surround yourself with and the stories they would tell. Enjoy.
Hi, thanks so much, Marty. That was the best introduction I've ever gotten before. Hi, everyone. It's so nice to meet you all. I'm Rosie Grant. I'm a librarian in Los Angeles now. I just relocated there from Washington, D.C. And my object is a very old-fashioned cookie press, which some of you might have one of these. I also have, there's a more recent one people might be more familiar with, like a Wilton press. This is a Miro. It's basically what you do is you take these little discs and stick it inside and you crank it down and it presses out these really beautiful cookie shapes. And this was pretty much my entryway to the whole cemetery gravestone recipes. I guess you could say my journey started a year ago at Greenwood Cemetery, where there is the grave of Naomi Odessa Miller Dawson. And she has this incredible gravestone with the ingredients for spritz cookies on it. So I had started a TikTok account about my cemetery internship. I was interning at Congressional Cemetery and I didn't know what a spritz cookie was. I didn't know what a cookie press was. And so I cooked it incorrectly and I posted it on TikTok, and my universe kind of exploded of all of these people sharing of like how their grandmother makes cookies and I should get a cookie press. And this is what a spritz cookie is. And what would they put on their recipe gravestone? And like, what's their family's traditional cooking? And it was so much amazing storytelling that people were just sharing that I started looking into more details about this. And I'll share a link in the chat. It's turned into this whole journey of recipe gravestones. I found about 17 so far. I think this one is still my favorite. I mean, it's just, it's such a beautiful object and like it's very tactile. And I think for me, it's been this weird reflection. I was not familiar with the death positive community and all of that until a few months ago. And the idea of food and recipes being this like entryway to harder topics, even like wanting comfort food when you're like mourning someone or like missing, like both of my grandmothers passed away during the pandemic, and cooking the food that I had with them, one of them I lived with. And like, she made this like yellow cake that me and my cousins are always missing. And it was like box cake. There was nothing special about it other than we had it every birthday. And we craved it so much during the funeral because we are connected with her. So this cookie press I particularly got because I met with Naomi's family last weekend in Brooklyn. So I went to Greenwood Cemetery, and Naomi has an old fashioned cookie press that she would press out Christmas trees with. And you know, it's this like passed down, instructions are a secret. It's still a family secret that they've passed down, but now her great grandson is the holder of the secret recipe. Her son has the actual cookie press that she used. So if you're ever in Greenwood Cemetery, you can literally go to her gravestone and snap a photo. It's just the most beautiful grave. And then maybe make a cookie for yourself in Naomi's memory. That's it for my storytelling.
I hope you enjoyed this mini-sode. Did you learn more about my guest's life? Did you think about your own? What photo or object would share a piece of your personal history, your life story? Stay tuned and come back often to listen to more stories of the things that matter with Marty McNabb.